extremely useful under certain circumstances. Image recognition would be able to tell whether we have a criminal inside of an airport. Speech recognition would be able to detect whether someone was currently in a very stressful situation. There are neural networks that provide services to lawyers, who can't simply look up the entire database that lawyers have access to in order to find that one very specific case that someone worked on many years ago that proves or disproves a constitutional action. The list goes on and on for different types of applications that neural networks can provide when it comes to utilizing it in our everyday lives. It doesn't stop at being useful for civilians either, because it is also useful for businesses when it comes to predicting future markets, when it comes to trying to make new logos or graphical designs, and even auto-building websites from scratch that have been thoroughly tested for security problems. These neural networks could easily replace almost every job on the planet, which is another thing that a lot of the greater minds on this planet have begun to see and even fear. After all, if the robots can do all the jobs on the planet, then why in the world are we needed? Don't worry. We're still far from the day when neural networks have the ability of self-consciousness, but scientists say that the day will come, and once the neural network is self-conscious, it will be able to build new neural networks at far greater speeds than we currently have. The components of a neural network. There are three components that make up a neural network, and these represent the components that go inside of us. You have an input of information, a thing that does something in the middle, and the output that is the result. If this sounds a lot like your standard program, you're correct in this assumption, because neural networks are not that complicated, and their creation is a rather clever application of how a program works. Inside of a normal human brain, you have a neuron, an axon, and we are both the place of input and output. Inside of a neural network, you have an input, you have a neuron, and then where you put the output is really what determines what type of machine you have in terms of neural networking. Chapter 2. Biological Neural Network. The original concept for how our more common digital neural networks work come from the biological networks that we have within our own brains. Scientists believe that this would be one of the only solutions when it came to build a complex machine that could solve problems. This is due to the simplistic nature of the neural network that we have in our heads. You see, when we have a thought, we have electricity running through our neurons. Neurons are corner pieces of membranes within our brains that serve as an input and output switch. Neurons are connected through thin membrane wires that allow electrical pathways to traverse in between them. Unlike the more silicon-friendly neural networks that we know of, neural networks in our brains are connected by multiple neurons going to and from them. A neural node can have anywhere from 2 to even 8 different connections, and maybe more, that allow for electricity to go through and out of that neural node. In some instances, we have managed to get to the point where we are able to replicate such an advanced neural node, but for the most part, we stick with the input and output of 2 connections in the long run. This is because of how simplistic the nature behind neural nodes is. A neural node is allowed to have some bias, some electrical pathway, and to produce a result that leads to another neural node. These neurons collectively form our brains, which is how it thinks. The simplistic part of it is that there are only about 4 components in total that make up a neural node network. You have the neuron node, the connections, the input to the neural node, and the network itself. Due to the simplicity of this network, you can form several complex and ever-scaling networks to solve problems that are far more complex than the network that you're creating. By replicating the network, scientists have begun to give us the ability to solve complex problems with simplistic solutions. After all, we are able to create a neural network on a Raspberry Pi processor that is sufficient enough to run some of the more small-scale applications that neural networks can provide. A Raspberry Pi is around $30 to $40, which means that we can basically give access to neural networks to nearly everyone who is capable of owning a computer. The problem. The problem that we have with biological neural networks is that biological neural networks are not completely understood yet. Sure, we understand the general function and even some of the deeper level components that come with the neural network that we have in our brain. The problem is, we don't fully understand how it actually works, and so we're making an educated guess.